17 countries in Africa turned 50 in 2010, and a new compilation of music celebrates the continent's move from colonialism to independence. Africa, 50 Years of Music is a journey of 18 CDs. Summarizing the modern music of Africa is a daunting task, and reviewer Banning Air tells us this release may be as close as anyone will come.
Independence, cha-cha,
independence swept the African continent in a wave, leaving South Africa as the lone holdout after 1980. As Africans emerged from their colonial ordeals, they forged new national identities, and the era's music became a sound print of that process. Local cultures collided with influences from Europe, the U.S., the Caribbean, and the Middle East. There was the brassy lilt of Ghanaian highlife.
Freedom, Ghana, land of freedom. Toils of the brave and the sweat of their labors, toils of the brave which have brought results.
Elsewhere, guitars and keyboards took on the sounds and rhythms of indigenous African instruments. In Zimbabwe, Thomas Mapfumo reinvented ancient religious music once played on iron-pronged thumb pianos as radio-friendly guitar pop. Among the 185 songs in this collection are many hits that crossed borders and helped build a new global awareness of Africa. There's Cameroon's Manu Dibango. South Africa's Miriam Makeba. And Guinea's More Conte with Yeke Yeke, a mainstream sensation in France in the mid-80s. And then, amid all this party music, we find evocations of classical poetry from Egypt's greatest singer, Kulthum. This collection helpfully organizes all this diversity into six categories: North, South, East, West, Central, and Lusophone or Portuguese-speaking Africa. Three CDs for each. It's a balanced approach that leaves room for lesser-known artists like the band Africa Negra from the islands of São Tomé and Príncipe. Devoted fans will find bones to pick. There are omissions like Juju pioneer King Sunny Ade and times when a song pick doesn't show an artist at his or her best. Also, the sounds of the hip-hop generation get short shrift. The truth is, 18 CDs is not enough, but this is a landmark effort, a soundtrack to a turbulent era of African history that produced some of the most beguiling and innovative music of our time.
Banning Air is senior editor at Afropop.org. He reviewed the box set Africa, 50 Years of Music.
Our program is directed by Greg Dixon, edited by Corey Turner and Allison McAdam, and produced by Neil Carruth. The technical director is Stu Rushfield. The engineering supervisor is Robert Jackson.
At the Washington desk, Ron Elving, Beth Donovan, Ken Rudin, Kathy Shaw, Mutoni Muturi, and Evie Stone. The managing editor for NPR News is David Sweeney. Our executive producer is Christopher Turpin. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Audie Cornish. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.